This is The Takeaway. I'm John Hockenberry. The flooding in southern Louisiana continues. Seven people are dead, thousands displaced, and without power or cell phone service. Flood warnings are still in effect, rivers are still rising, and President Obama has declared the state a major disaster area. Beyond disaster, though, these are the ravages of a coastline ecosystem populated by humans where coastline is shrinking and drainage is impeded often by real estate development. Cynthia Sartu is Executive Director of the Gulf Restoration Network. Welcome to The Takeaway, Cynthia.
Thank you for having me.
What does this disaster say about the potential coexistence of real estate development, which is an important part of the economy down there, and the ways in which this water system is behaving in the 21st century?
I think that it speaks to the need to understand the value of wetlands and floodplains and to preserving areas that are critical to flood absorption and flood reductions, both in the coastal area and in these more upland areas. I mean, a lot of people are suffering right now who I think people in the United States should understand have never flooded before. Many people have lived there for 20 years, and it's far north of New Orleans. So people moved there after Hurricane Katrina because they actually thought they were safe. And a lot of these areas have undergone pretty rapid development with very, I think, little understanding by the parishes, as you know them, counties, or the locals about why it was so important that they preserve a lot of these floodplains in rivers that now are starting to receive, because of climate change, far more extreme storms, not just coastal storms, but actually more inland storms.
Well, the peaks and valleys are higher and lower, and it moves more water. And when it moves more water, it means that there's just going to be more action in all of these areas where drainage has to happen. Now, I'm not as familiar as you with the map of that particular area around Baton Rouge and some of the upland areas. But in so many of these, you know, cable TV live shots that we're seeing over flood areas, those, in addition to being civilized and built up areas, they're some exactly of these absorption areas that probably should have remained free of development, right?
Correct. I mean, for many years, people have not understood the importance of wetlands and floodplains. And so what's happened is as populations have moved in understandably the drive for economic development and to provide residents homes, they filled and developed wetlands, which is actually what's happened in many of the coastal areas of the United States, but it's also happening inland. And so what you have is populations moving into areas, understandably and sadly, thinking that governments would not let them build there if it was not safe, but they are floodplains. And so if water starts rising, those are the natural areas that floodwaters are going to go because that's historically where they have gone.
Well, Cynthia Sartu is Executive Director of the Gulf Restoration Network, reminding us that the best flood insurance is preservation of floodplains themselves. Cynthia, thanks so much.
You're welcome.
At Radiolab, we love nothing more than nerding out about science, neuroscience, chemistry.
But we do also like to get into other kinds of stories. Stories about policing or
politics,
country music,
hockey,
sex of bugs.
Regardless of whether we're looking at science or not science, we bring a rigorous curiosity to get you the answers.
And hopefully make you see the world anew.
Radiolab, adventures on the edge of what we think we know.
Wherever you get your podcasts.